Police say they're trying to identify a body found in the house in rural central Java after a long gun battle ended Saturday morning. Some reports say one of at least two bodies recovered from the house is that of Nordin Mohamed Top. Nordin, a Malaysian native, has been the most wanted man in Indonesia for the past 6 years. He has been linked to terror attacks in Indonesia and to the Al-Qaeda-linked regional group Jemaah Islamiyah. Nordin's group has been implicated in the July 17th attack on the Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels in Jakarta, which killed 9 people and wounded more than 50. He narrowly escaped arrest several times in the past years, but terrorism expert Sidney Jones from the International Crisis Group says this time the Indonesian police has finally managed to capture its long-standing nemesis.
I think he has been killed. I got separate confirmation from the police. It doesn't mean the end of terrorism in Indonesia, because even if you got the whole gang that was involved in the Marriott bomb, it still wouldn't mean that you had eliminated terrorism from Indonesia, but it's a huge step forward.
Indonesian anti-terrorism forces besieged the little house in central Java where Nordin was believed to be hiding for 17 hours. They launched a separate raid early Saturday in the Jakarta area, 400 kilometers away. Security officials say they found 500 kilograms of explosives that they believe were to be used to make a car bomb for another terror attack. Sidney Jones says the double raid confirmed the high efficiency of Indonesian anti-terrorism police.
I think there was a lot of unnecessary disparaging in the weeks that followed the 17th of July bombings. But I think the police deserve praise for getting Nordin within less than a month after the bombing took place.
Last month's bombings were a shock for Indonesians who believed terrorism had been uprooted in their country because there had been no attacks for 4 years. But Jones says the swiftness of police actions shows that Indonesian anti-terror policies are on the right track. Sorena Nohin for VOA News, Jakarta.